So all these years had passed, 10 years had passed, and then I had two more children because I was supposed to have two more children after a period of time. So then I had two teenagers, and she's one of the second batch.
I gotcha. So she's pretty happy about this part of the story.
So then I had these two more children. And then I received, okay, now it's time for...
Excuse me, but how old were you for the second two kids? So what age were you?
Well, late 30s.
Late 30s, right. Which, back then, you know, it was danger. Nowadays, 60-year-olds are having kids. But right. Back then, you were an old mom at that time.
I was an old mom. Yeah. Yeah. And the first kids I had, I smoked at the time. And so I had 7 pound, you know, 7 pound, 6 ounce kind of babies. The second batch of kids.
No smoking, no drugs.
They were making a big thing about not smoking, so I did no smoking. And I'd given up drugs 10 years before. So I had two 10 pound babies. I had an 6 hour pelvic floor repair operation a few years back. Because the two biggest factors for needing that operation is having babies late and babies large. And I had large babies late.
I hope they've sufficiently apologized for that experience. So you're 10 years off of grading. A, you've got to be a sculptor and not a painter. B, you have to have kids. And so how do you begin to get back into the art?
Well, that's what I said. I received, you have to start doing this. You have to take lessons for bronze casting and stone carving and things like that. And I received that in Lanier, and that's what I said. My reaction was, oh, God, you got to be kidding. I have two young children, you know. And this is the time you say, now it's time for you to go do this.
Right. And you do it anyway.
And I do it anyway. So I received to do it, so that's what I did. And I was lucky because there was a guy in D.C., who turned what had, in this place that once had been an amusement park, and even before that it was a camp, I can't remember, some kind of thing, it was some movement across America in the early days of America. But anyway.
Chautauqua,
that's right. And I'm back at there, I'm doing all my sculptures back at that place that was once Chautauqua, and then it was an amusement park open to the public, which closed because they were trying to make it integrate. And so they closed it rather than integrate it. But there has been this big swimming pool there, and there was this big building that had filtration plants for the swimming pool and things like that, and chemical store for the swimming pool. And so there was this guy, a sculptor guy, who taught bronze casting there and turned the whole filtration plant into a place where we could actually cast bronze and we could do it ourselves. And so I did some cast aluminum things too, and cast bronze. And then after that, then I took stone carving too.
There was a Latihan experience that you had in D.C. with two friends, and
yes.
You describe it as like a fast forward movie of how the rest of your life should ideally be.
Yeah.
Can you describe that experience?
Well, I was doing the Latihan with Lusana Blonde. I don't know if you know who she is. Who was my best friend from the time she and I met when I was first open.
Her daughter, she is a daughter in Subud, yes?
No.
No?
Yes, Alexandra.
Alexandra, daughter-in-law, right.
Daughter-in-law, right. Yeah. And she's here at the con.
Right. So her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And
I were best friends from the time I was open. Mm-hmm. When I was open, Julia Schusterman, who was an older lady, decided to have this thing called the Sewing Circle, where one night a week she had mostly newer members come over to her house and bring... Initially they bought mending, but then ultimately we made a quilt that was auctioned off to make money for Sulu. And it was one of the really lucky things that I had to have that, because it was a chance to talk to there were some other older members who came too, to talk about your experiences or things, your questions you had, etc. So it's like...
to tap into their wisdom.
Yeah. So it was like the greatest thing that could happen to new members, really, was to be in that.
Right.
And the men in New York got jealous because the women were getting all this out of the sewing circle. And so they tried to form a chess club, but it didn't succeed as well. They tried for a few weeks, and they just sort of dwindled away. But we did it for a long, long time. The whole time I was really in New York, I was going once a week to Julia's sewing circle. So, and we got into all kinds of other things. We talked about things. It was really a tremendous experience for a super member. I wish every super group had things like that. Because I think it's so good for new members to be in a situation like that where you're have some informal thing, you know. I mean, we'd have refreshments and we'd talk, etc.
And the difference between the men and the women were creating something collaboratively, and the men were competing.
It's true when you think about it.
It's interesting. And so you have this experience where the rest of your life, it kind of happens through Latihan. You fast forward, you get a vision of what your ideal rest of your life would be.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was doing Latihan with Lusana Blonde, and she at the time was living with this other woman in Subud, Lydia Bronte, who's actually related to the Bronte authors. So the two of them came over, and we were doing Latihan in my basement. And from the beginning of Latihan, and Lusana and I especially are very wordy people in Latihan, say things in Latihan, and receive a lot by saying things, because the things you say, they don't run through your mind. It's like your soul takes over and talks to you, and you only know find out by listening to what you're saying, because you have no idea.
The voice does not belong to the speaker.
That's it, right. And so I've had many, many Latihans like that. Most of the things I've received, that's how I receive them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so it's like all three of us were seeing this fast forward of how my life was supposed to be.
They were seeing how your life is supposed to be.
They were seeing how my life was
supposed to be. Not their lives.
No, it was all my life.
Well, it was your basement after all, so.
Maybe that's why, I don't know.